Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. As we said we'd do last week, we will keep on updating you on any rumours that we see flying around about positions and whatnot in the NRL. We did mention on Beers and Breakevens the other day that we have heard this week that Jonny Bateman, he could be lining up in the 13 jersey for the West Tigers, which would be very interesting. If that was to play out, I think you would see Sean Bloor land on the right edge for the West Tigers. Jonny Bateman, I don't think he's arriving in Australia until the end of January. So we won't really have a good idea of where Bateman's going to be unless Tim Sheens or someone at the Tigers comes out and makes an announcement before that. The Tigers, they play their first trial on Thursday, the 9th of February. They take on the New Zealand Warriors there. But I think I saw Tim Sheens say the other day that he'll be saving his best team for their second trial. So you'll have to wait another week or so to see where all the Tigers land. It will be interesting to see if he maybe gets an extra game into John Bateman after only just arriving here and missing out on a bit of preseason. But he does play, of course, the Canberra Raiders in his second trial at Belmore Sports Ground Sunday, the 19th of February at 2:55 p.m. So Jonny Bateman's first time in West Tigers colours will, funnily enough, come against the Canberra Raiders in their second trial. I'm hearing that he's going to wear the 13 jersey and play their lock forward role. I think he could play big, big minutes here as well. So he could be a really interesting prospect. The other one at 13 that I really like is coming off the bench for them, or I believe he'll come off the bench for them. I think he's got a big future. Justin Matamua, who's a young fella coming through at the West Tigers. I'm a big fan of him. Played a couple of games last year. Didn't really blow it apart, but I think he's got a lot of ability. And I know from talking to Jackson Hastings, who was training a lot with him last year, obviously at the Tigers, he's very high on him as well as a ball-playing 13. So plenty of options at the Tigers. But as it stands right now, from what I've heard, John Bateman will line up in the 13 jersey. Whether that comes through or not remains to be seen. Sometimes you get mail that isn't spot on, so we'll see how it plays out. That's what I'm hearing at the moment, which would see Isaiah Papali'i on the right, left edge, sorry, and Sean Bloor on the right, which is not how I saw it going at all. I thought Bateman would be on the left, Isaiah Papali'i on the right, so it's fucking all over the place. I think the one thing you can lock in is Isaiah Papali'i playing on the left. I think it was pretty evident through some of the TikToks and everything they put up that he will be there. Outside of that, it's a bit of a guessing game, but my mail is that John Bateman will be in the 13 jersey. Keep an eye on that situation. At the Sydney Roosters yesterday, I saw a couple of tweets that were coming out. Suoli'i looks like he is training at left centre, so he's training inside Daniel Tupou, outside Angus Crichton there. You will remember, we went through our Roosters best 17 a couple of weeks ago. Myself and Matty sat down. I think we also spoke on Bloke Bar at the end of last year. They've signed Jackson Paulo. He's coming to the club. They've got guys like Corey Allen as well. I sort of said, you know what, the only problem with this Rooster side is that they don't have a strike left centre. And I think it is pretty important to have a strike left centre. Obviously, that's where most of your good ball goes to. The vast majority of guys, their pass is better right to left. And I think that's, you know, why you see the South Sydney strike left edge. That's why you see the Penrith Panthers players strike left edge. The vast majority of footballers, they are better. They have a better pass right to left. So you see a lot of attack go down the left edge more so than the right. I think I was speaking to the Rubdown boys last year, and they said for about 70% of the season, the vast majority of the comp was left side dominant, which is no real shock. So Suoliti jumping in at left centre, I don't mind it. I sort of suggested it a while ago, got shot down a little bit, and I understand why I got shot down for it, because he is so good on his kick returns and everything sort of takes away from his game a little bit. But I personally think that him at left centre would be fantastic. When you go back and you have a look at the last two premierships that the Sydney Roosters won, actually, you can go back to the last three premierships they won. You know, the one against the Melbourne Storm, you know, the biggest plays that night, I think, was Latrell Mitchell at left centre getting the absolute, you know, just getting over the top of Will Chambers constantly. The grand final after that, they won it essentially off the back of a Latrell Mitchell flick pass at left centre. And you think about the grand final before that for the Chooks, left centre in the 2013 grand final, Michael Jennings scores one of the most unbelievable tries we've ever seen in the second half of that grand final. James Maloney probably overcooks the kick just a little bit, not too much though. And Jenko comes through and Superman puts it down. So, I mean, the Roosters have a history when they are successful. Their left centre is a strike player. Latrell Mitchell, Michael Jennings, these sort of guys. So I like having a strike left centre. I really do. I think that Suoliti is fantastic on the right wing. My only worry with him being out there, obviously he's great with his kick returns and his defence is fantastic. But when he's playing right wing in this Roosters side, his centre partner, Joey Manu, he sort of lingers infield a little bit, which we want Joey Manu to do. But when he lingers infield, it sort of leaves them one man short on the right-hand side. So I think you see Suoliti get a lot less ball. They still kick to him and whatnot, but he gets a lot less ball on that edge because quite often his centre isn't there and they are one man down in their attack. So they'll quite often shift to the left-hand side. So I'm just not a huge fan of having an absolute freak like Suoliti on your right wing when your right centre goes rogue all the time, which I'm all for. I can't express that enough. But it does just leave Suoliti standing out there with his dick in his hand, essentially. And I think you could start to see that at the back end of last season. It's the same reason why I'm telling people don't go near Suoliti if he's playing on the right wing for the Roosters in Supercoach. It's not worth doing. At left centre, I think he's very fucking interesting. We know how good that left edge for the Roosters has been over the last few years and can be once again once you add him in. If you were to go like Luke Keary, Angus Crichton, Suoliti, Daniel Tupu, that very quickly could rival the Penrith Panthers left edge that has been a little bit weakened this year, to be fair. I think it could rival the South Sydney Rabbitohs left edge as well. So chuck in a James Tedesco there, arguably the world's best player, and they're looking lethal. So Suoliti, it's only rumours at the moment and what it looks like they're training at. I'm sure that Suoliti, he'll probably do reps at right wing. I'm sure he'll do reps at left centre. I'm sure he'll do reps at fullback as well throughout their preseason. But it is an interesting thing to note that it is something that we might see. And if we do, as I said, the Roosters have a great history of having strike left centres when they win premierships. I'm sure this year their goal would be to lift the trophy at the end of the season, as it is every single year. And if Suoliti is moved to the left centre spot, I don't mind it, to be honest with you. One of the most destructive edges in rugby league if he moves there. If not, you're probably playing a Corey Allen, a Paul Momorowski, guys that I don't overly trust. So I would prefer Suoliti there. It does leave you a little bit weak on that right wing, especially coming out of your own end. They'd be looking at guys like Corey Allen there. You've got Jackson Paulo as well, who's come over from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, played a lot of right wing. Obviously had that shocking game last year and everyone got stuck into him. But I still think he's got a little bit more to offer. Young Jackson Paulo. So plenty of options there, plenty of different ways the Roosters could go. I think Billy Smith is still injured, but they have got plenty of options. Suoliti, if he does line up at left centre, I think it could be very, very potent for the Sydney Roosters, but you do miss out on the strongest points of Suoliti's game, which is coming out of his own end, his kick returns, etc., etc. But I'll tell you what, if he sits at left centre and he's their strike centre there and he comes up with, you know, you've got to think about with this Roosters side as well, that if you've got him at left centre, you'll have James Tedesco, Luke Keary. You'll also have Joey Manu because he floats over there all the fucking time. It could be one of the best corridors of rugby league we have ever seen. So interesting times, early days, as I said, guys, but that's what I'm hearing at the moment. Suoliti, he was spotted at left centre training for the Roosters, so keep an eye on that. And Johnny Bateman, I'm hearing that he's going to play 13 for the West Tigers, which I think would be very destructive. I think it could kind of fuck up a bit of their flow. He's a bit of an unorthodox sort of footballer, Johnny Bateman. He sort of plays a bit of John Bateman football, which you want him to do. He's going to spin. He's going to break tackles. He's going to offload at will. And maybe the West Tigers, they can play some fantastic second phase footy off the back of that. It'll really suit Api Kurosawa. Not sure how your Luke Brooks, your Adam Dwight, he's these sort of guys will go. They probably need a little bit more structure in their game to be successful, I think. But
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It does seem like a very Tim Sheens play. Obviously a very creative coach who's got a history of just some of the craziest football we've ever seen, going sideline to sideline, playing very ad lib. We know the West Tigers, when they won their comp a couple of years ago, sort of smaller forwards that could ball play, that had some hands about them. Johnny Bateman, he really does fit that criteria. So I think it'll be interesting for the West Tigers. Whether both of these things happen, I'm not sure. Whether one of them happens, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to keep an eye on trials. When we're having a look at the Roosters and their schedule for the trials, in week one of the trials, the Sydney Roosters take on the Melbourne Storm at Geelong. That is Sunday, the 12th of February at 1:50 p.m. Hopefully it's not too hot down there that day. That could be a fucking nightmare. But they take on the Melbourne Storm in their first trial. And then their second trial, which I think is where you will see more of the Roosters players, that one will be played at Gosford at Industry Group Stadium. I assume that's... yeah, anyway, that's on Friday, the 17th of February. That one's at 8 p.m. So I'm sure a lot of you Supercoach draft players, you'll be drafting probably that weekend or the next. So one to keep an eye on there, where Suoliti lines up, and of course where Johnny Bateman lines up for the West Tigers as well, because that could have huge implications on them and their Supercoach scoring and your Supercoach draft and everything. So plenty to keep an eye on, and we'll keep our ear to the ground to see if either of the clubs come out and make any statements about who will be playing what positions and where these two stars will line up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.